Hello, sister.
Hello, Susan. Oh, you're kind of loud.
Okay, how's that?
No.
Is that no, still loud?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm ready. I know what this is tonight.
I know it's 10 questions for Susan. Welcome everyone to Dip Stitch. Last episode were 10 questions to Joe, and tonight it's 10 questions to Susan.
All
So
right.
here we go. All right. What was number one? What was a God shot or a major aha moment in your life?
I would say the most recent, I feel lucky I've had a few, but I would say most recently, I would say discuss, or beginning to do artwork and feeling the creativity and taking that time for myself to tap into that creative piece that I didn't ever nurture. So that's, I would say that would be my aha moment.
Wow. Now, what made you? I mean, I remember you started on Christmas Eve a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What made you pick up the pencil? What made you decide that was the night you were going to draw?
Well, it's interesting. So the kids were with their dad, and mom and dad were up with you, and I was alone in the house for the first time in a long time. And I wanted to do something for me, and I didn't want to just tune out and watch TV or go online. And so I had all these, I'd gone through the craft room, all this stuff that I had for so long, and I thought, I'm going to use some of this stuff and just see what kind of comes up. And I was feeling emotional, so all those, that perfect storm of things. So yeah, that's what it was.
That was really amazing that it worked out that way.
I
So,
feel lucky.
yeah. All right. Number two, if you could pick another career, what would it be and why?
Well, I often think about hairdressing,
Hairstyling.
hairstyling. I know whatever hair, whatever. What, how did hairdressing come about? It's like window dressing.
It's not like 19, it's not 1950.
I'm a hair setter. I got my hair set. No. Yes.
How about everybody getting perms in high school? Do you remember that?
Well, I didn't, luckily. I have really curly hair, so
Yeah, I do
I
too.
did used to look at them and think, oh my God, all those curlers.
Oh.
To last like a week for most women who had very flat hair.
Exactly.
So hairdresser seems interesting. You're talking, I love talking. You're on your feet, moving around, hustling and working, being creative, and it just seems very interesting. So I think that would be something. Now, when I was younger, I always thought I'd be. I looked through an old something from school that mom had saved, and it said, I want to be a truck driver or a nurse.
Well, you became a nurse.
Every little girl had to put nurse usually. I mean, back in the day, I feel like it was teacher and nurse, but I was like, I'm going to throw in truck driver.
I never put nurse. I think I put farmer.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I wanted to be a farmer's wife.
Well, okay. You should go
Kind
to
of like
farmers.com.
kind of like on the Waltons, the mom would always be making food and all the kids would come in, and that would have been my job. But
Oh, that's nice. Michael
yeah.
Lerner, remember her? She was great.
Oh yeah. Number
Okay.
four, if you could be could go back. Oh, we're only on number three. Do you have any regrets that motivate you to go in a different direction or change something?
Yeah, so I would say I think about my marriage and my relationships in general, I think, with people and myself, but especially my marriage and the part I played in kind of its ending and looking back and feeling like I wasn't able to really express how I felt or be honest and feel safe in that. Mm-hmm. And being honest about my feelings and what I needed. So since then, probably in the last 4 years or so, 3 years actually, it took a while to kind of get there, but I try and just be really honest first with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with other people that are important in my life. And then someday, if I am in another relationship, to challenge myself to be honest all the time. So it's
honesty is the best policy.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, sometimes my partner will want to say something to me and he'll stop himself because he thinks it's hurtful.
Yeah.
And I will kind of say to him, it doesn't matter. You need to say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
You need to say it. And, yeah. And 90% of the time it's nothing, no big deal, you know, but it people need to get out their feelings.
Yes. Yep. You're lucky that you have that. Yes. It's not easy.
I feel lucky.
I feel lucky. Oh, so lucky.
So lucky.
Oh my God, there we are.
What are you on?
Oh, buddy.
Oh gosh. All right. Number four. If you could go back to your childhood for a day, what would you do?
Well, I love the water and I love summer. And what I think about is our neighbors, the Fougères, they were an older couple there and stuff, but they had a little lake house in the same town that they lived in. And they would just always offer and make available the house that they would take us to without mom and dad. And it would either be me and Tim or you and me and Tim or just me or just like, they would just, hey, we're going to the house. You want to go? And like, mom would be like, sure, go ahead, take them. And they always, you know, it wasn't anything fancy at all. It was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a dock though and a big beach and just the dock way out. We'd swim to the dock and then they had the dog Nikki and they had a little boat and they had a little refrigerator in the dirt basement, dirt cellar, an old fashioned refrigerator with a foot pedal that they had Cokes in. And it was magical. And they were so wonderful and caring. And
I remember baking cookies it was just great for a kid and a big family to be able to cross the street and have a little bit of sanity and alone time and just have that quiet time with a very grandmotherly lady and her husband. And
oh, he was so nice.
Oh, absolutely. He was, he really was.
When he died, remember our bedroom and the window on my side of the bed faced their house. I could see it.
Yes.
And all the people over there and I was crying and crying and mom came up. Or maybe I went down. She didn't come upstairs very much. But I remember saying, please tell her I'm so sorry that Jerry died. And so Mrs. Fougere had said to me later on, she said, oh, your mom told me and you're so sweet. And, you know.
Just, oh, yeah.
It was a tough loss.
It was very tough for everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On to number five. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Definitely not a dog. I love dogs, but I don't want to be a dog. And I would say
I want to be a dog.
Cause you love your dog and you treat your dog well. And I do too. I love my dogs, but to be a dog, imagine, I don't know. But, I think I'd want to be something light and free and flying. So bird.
A boyd.
Pretty cat. No, that's a cat. Sorry. A Tweety bird.
A Tweety bird.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Number six. What are you most proud of? And you can't say your kids.
Right. I would say that I'm most proud of this podcast that we do together. I've been telling everybody about it, and I look forward to it more than you can imagine.
Oh,
I love it. I love it.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Oh.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, I've got a dry throat. Sorry. Yeah, this podcast is really fun. It's really opened up my eyes and having the conversations with you has brought some things up and brought some things to light, even though it may not be serious. It may be very lighthearted, but I'm just happy we're able to share conversations with people listening.
Yeah.
And hope that they can relate to it in some way.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Terrific.
It's a win-win.
Win-win. All right. What
double
is
double W? Double dub.
Double dub.
Double dub. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Okay. Don't start laughing again.
All right.
Go ahead. Next question.
Next question. Number 8. What are you looking forward to?
I just started my master's program in nursing, and I'm so looking forward already to it to be done. but I'm looking forward to the work and the knowledge that I'm going to gain and the hard work and the payoff at the end. And just, I'm going to be so damn excited when it's over and I start the next phase of my life. I can't wait.
Well, that's a really big undertaking. And I know I did it for years, and there's people out there doing it where you're trying to work and go to school and manage a family. And it's not easy, but you get into the groove and
right.
somehow you get everything done. You don't know how you get everything done, but you do. And it's very commendable.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Don't mention it. All right.
My lips are sealed. Yeah.
I have to go back to 7 because I skipped it.
Oh, let's just call it a different number then.
All right. 8.5.
Okay.
What's the best part of your day and why?
Well, the best part of my day, I would say, is early morning waking up and seeing Gigi, because she is so calm in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she always has a little bit of a smile on her face, and she's just very, I think her brain is just very calm. And yeah, and so we have a few moments of just like looking at each other and smiling, and that's it. It's just, sometimes I grab a kiss or a snuggle, but just her calmness is just so lovely.
Just the basic happiness of seeing your kid.
Yeah, serenity. Yeah, it's just very serene. Yeah.
Oh,
I love that. I miss that when she's not here when she was with her dad, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. All right. Number 9. If you were a character in a book or a movie, who would you be?
You're throwing in 2.
Well, you can pick a book or a movie.
Okay, so I'm going to give you 2. I love Shirley MacLaine. I love Terms of Endearment. I loved her in, you know, what was that movie? Steel Magnolias. I just think she's amazing in most of the things I've seen her do. So I'd want to just be Shirley MacLaine, I think. I don't know which character. I guess
Terms of Endearment was pretty cool.
Yeah. So maybe her. Or the one in Steel Magnolias. I mean, either way, she's an amazing actress.
She's really so is.
Yeah.
She really is.
So, and for a book, I'm not a huge book reader. In my adult life, or even adult books. I mean, I do read, but I really enjoyed, and we didn't really read as children. I mean, I read, but not, we weren't read to, but I really enjoyed reading books to my kids, some board books, and also the young adult books. But my favorite characters were in the Kevin Henke series, you know, Lily's Purple Plastic Purse and Chrysanthemum. And my favorite was Sheila Ray the Brave. So the listener is going to have to look that one up to find out.
Okay.
Sheila Ray was a badass rat. I loved her. Or mouse. I don't know what she was. I think she was a mouse.
But oh, okay.
I want to be Sheila Ray the Brave.
All right. Then so be it.
Yes.
You are Sheila Ray the Brave.
The notorious SRB.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Number 10. Who would you want to walk in your shoes for a day?
Well, the very first thing that comes into mind is my ex-husband. And I say that because I think he would have a better understanding of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But no one can really know who you are unless, you know, they can see your day-to-day struggles, your day-to-day victories and joys and all those things mixed up that me personally, I hid for so long. So I would like him to be able to experience it and kind of see that I'm not so bad.
You're not so bad.
Well, I don't mean that in that way. Just, you know. Yeah.
We have an understanding.
Well, yeah, deeper understanding. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. Now that's 10. That concludes the 10 questions, but I do have an 11th.
A bonus. All right.
Bonus round.
There's a car. Am I going to win a car or something?
You win a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. Trip to Hawaii. Okay. A trip. I got it.
Okay. Who would you want to have coffee with? And it can be a famous person or a regular person, dead or alive.
I really like Wayne Dyer. That guy who
PBS guy?
Yeah, was amazing. Just like spiritual and like, not just spiritual, just like, I don't know, there's something about him and how he spoke and what he spoke about. It really touched me. So I would love to have a few minutes to talk with him. But also like, you know, Maya Angelou was so great. I feel like I wouldn't mind meeting her for coffee. I love Mandy Patinkin.
Okay.
I'd like to have more than coffee with him.
My pick would be Edward Norton.
Oh my God, yes.
In fact, I'd like to spend the whole night with Edward Norton. Never mind, just coffee.
I'd also like to have coffee with like grandma. I think that would be number one, grandma, just because we didn't know much about her. Dad didn't talk about her. We didn't get information about anything really like we did from grandma and anybody else. And I just wonder, especially since we were in Ireland and we saw where she lived and we heard a little bit about life back then, it would be really, I would love to be able to just sit with her and ask her questions.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way.
Yeah. So if you have grandparents or older people in your life, kind of like that. Wasn't that story like that? Ask My Weekends with Maury or whatever, wasn't it?
Tuesdays with
Maury. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, just sit with people. Take time. Hear their story. You know, sit beside them and listen. Yeah. And go ahead.
Everyone's got a story.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's what I think, grandma, number one. And then Mandy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got.
All right.
I totally enjoyed your answers.
Great questions. Really good questions. So.
I think they were a little hard, but that's how you get to know someone and their story. So, yeah. And by the way, I'm also, like I said, I'm very proud of this podcast, and I'm hoping we can bring people together and connect with people through our audience.
Yes. We want people to listen and enjoy and connect and see what connects with them and their story. And we'd love you to leave a message. And Joanne, can you go tell them what they need to do? Because I don't know. I can't remember. you're the producer.
Oh, yeah, right. No, well, to follow us, the best platform, now we're on many platforms, but the best one that I personally like is Podchaser. So go to podchaser.com and in the search button, type in, or in the search window, I should say, type in Dipstitch, D-I-P-S-T-I-T-C-H, and select Dipstitch, and you'll go to our page, and there'll be a button there to follow our podcast. And there's also an option under the episodes where you can record a voice message. And we love that. We've had a few voice messages.
Yes, we love that.
And we love our audience. They're the best. So please enjoy, follow, relate, and get to know us.
Yay! Well, thanks for the very thoughtful questions. I feel special that you asked me those. So thank you so much. And for everyone out there listening, thank you. Dipstitch out.
Dipstitch out.